Amagyanatamarandasya jananjana shalakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna pristaya bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Precharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine Vanchakaupatarubhyascha Kripasindubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're recounting the second part of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which is a book by Srila Sanatana Goswami.
我们在讲述大伯加瓦坛甘露的第二部分，这个书是由Srila Sanatana Goswami 所著作的。
So this tells about the travels of a cowherd boy from Govardhan, whose name is Gop Kumar, who had been given a mystical mantra by which he could travel.
他讲述的是高尔丹山的一个牧牛童，名字叫Gopakumar，他被给予了一首玄秘的mantra，他唱着这首mantra就旅行到了不同的地方。So
we heard how he traveled to different places. He went beyond the earth planet, he went to higher planets, he went way all the way up to Brahmaloka, and then he went into the spiritual world.
他就唱着这首mantra，他就超越了地球，然后去了高等星宿，他来到了Brahmaloka，然后他又进入到灵性世界。
Into the spiritual world, he went first into the Brahmajyoti, impersonal Brahman, and then he went into Vaikuntha, and from Vaikuntha he went into Dwarka.
他来到了Brahmajyoti，这个非人格的泛光这个层面，然后他又穿过这个层面去了Vaikuntha，他去了Dwarka。
And while he was in the spiritual world in Dwarka, he met Narada Muni and he also met Uddhava. And Narada Muni and Uddhava suggested to him it would be better for him to go back to Vrindavan, back to the earth planet and to be in Vrindavan.
在Dwarka他遇见Narada Muni和Uddhava。 他们建议Gopakumar回地球的Vrindavan。
And Narada Muni explained to him that above Dwarka in the spiritual world, there's another planet called Goloka, which is very difficult to get into. Everybody there is a very pure devotee of Lord Krishna.
Narada Muni 就向Gopakumar解释说，在Dwarka之上还有另外一个星球叫Goloka，这个星球是非常难以进入的。在那个星球上，人人都是主 Krishna 的纯洁奉献者。And
Narada Muni explained to Gopakumar that if he wants to go there, he has to develop Krishna Prem. He has to develop really pure love of Krishna.
Narada Muni 向他解释说，要想去那个星球，必须要发展对纯粹的 奉爱，对 Krishna 纯粹的奉爱 ，Krishna Prem。
And the way to develop this love of Krishna is by constantly being absorbed in thought of Lord Krishna and Lord Krishna's pastimes, and singing songs about Krishna and chanting the glories of Krishna.
如何发展出这种 Krishna Prem 呢？就是通过恒常的专注于冥想，想着 Krishna， 想着 Krishna 的消时光，用歌曲唱诵他的荣耀。
And when you develop this kind of love of Krishna, you'll become ecstatic. You'll feel ecstasy and you'll cry in separation for Krishna. You'll want to see Krishna at every moment.
当发展起了这种纯爱之后，人就会变得狂喜，他就陷入了极乐，他会哭泣，他会在分离的情感当中哭泣，他就想片片刻刻的都见到 Krishna。
So Gop Kumar, after talking in this way with Narada Muni, hearing this from Narada Muni, he came back to earth and he came back to Vrindavan.His home was Govardhan, so he was accustomed to being in Vrindavan.
听完 Gopal Kumar 听完 Narada Muni 的话之后，他就返回了地球上的 Vrindavan， 因为他是生长在 Govardhan 山，所以他已经习惯了那里的生活。
And so he came back to Vrindavan and he was chanting all the glories of Krishna and he was.Chanting the holy name, and he was in ecstasy, and he started to cry for Krishna. He want, and then Krishna even appeared to him at one point.
他在那，他在 Vrindavan 的时候，他就会唱诵 Krishna 的荣耀，他会唱诵圣名，他会在狂喜当中不停的流泪。这是曾经的 Krishna 甚至一度。在他面前显现了。
And when he saw Krishna, then he was chasing after Krishna. He wanted to be with Krishna. He wanted to hold on to Krishna. He didn't want Krishna to leave him.
当他看见 Krishna 的时候，他就在后面追逐 Krishna. 他就想抱住他，他不想离开他了。
But at a certain point, he fell into the Yamuna River.And he was carried in the Yamuna River, and then he felt himself being carried by a very special vehicle, which carried him out of this material world into the spiritual sky, and he went even beyond Vaikuntha.
就在这个时候呢，他就跌入到雅穆纳河水当中，在河水当中，他感觉到有自己呢被一个特殊的一个交通工具，被这工具载着，他就离开了这个世界，就上升，甚至穿越了Vaikuntha。
And he came to the supreme planet above all others. He came to the Goloka, the highest planet.Where the Supreme Lord resides as where the Supreme Lord has his own abode.
他就来到了这个至高无上的星球，那是至尊主本人的居所。
And Lord Krishna has his eternal pastimes.Taking place there in Goloka.
主 Krishna 在 Goloka 上演着他永恒的逍遥时光。
So, Gop Kumar wants to explain about this. He's explaining about this to his disciple.
Gopal Kumar 现在想向他的门徒来解释这一切。
Yeah, he has a there's one this one Brahmana from Mathura is a disciple of Gop Kumar, and Gop Kumar is telling him about his travels.
有一个来自于Mathura 的 Brahmana， 他成为了 Gopal Kumar 的门徒。现在呢 ，Gopal Kumar 就想向他讲述自己的旅行。
So he knows this disciple doesn't really have the ability to understand Goloka properly. So he compares Goloka to the place, to Mathura in the material world.
跟 Gopal Kumar 知道自己的门徒呢，不能够正确的理解 Goloka， 所以他就把 Goloka 和物质世界的 Mathura 做了一番比较。
So the Gokula is on the earth planet. Gokula is on the earth planet, and it's almost just like Goloka, which is in the spiritual world.
Gokula 是地球，是地球，处在地球上。它就几乎跟灵性世界的 Goloka 就几乎是一模一样了。
There's just a little difference in the mood. There's in Goloka, there's no awe and reverence.
只是在心态上有一点点差别，在 Goloka 没有任何的敬畏之情。
So he's in Gop Kumar is in the spiritual world, and he's in Goloka, and he sees here in Goloka that there's also Mathura, just like in on the earth when he was in Vrindavan. There's also Mathura. Mathura is like the city, and Vrindavan is in the countryside, the village.
当 Gopal Kumar 身处在 Goloka 的时候呢，他看见那里也有 Mathura。就像在地球上的 Mathura 是城里，而 Vrindavan 它是乡下。
And he was surprised that in the spiritual world, above Vaikuntha, everything appears just like in the material world.
他很惊讶，在甚至来到了灵性世界，在那里的也。Gokula 也像地球上一样。
So the Mathura on Earth was the same as almost the same as Mathura in the spiritual world.
地球上的 Mathura 几乎就跟灵性世界的 Mathura 一模一样。
So in this Mathura, he heard that Kamsa had arrested Krishna's father and mother, and he was ruling the kingdom.
在这个马苏尔，他听说，康萨国王逮捕了，Krishna 的父母亲，并且统治了整个的王国。
And Kamsa had also arrested his own father.
康瑟甚至也逮捕了关押了自己的亲生父亲。
So of course everybody from Vrindavan or Mathura, they know about Kamsa, they've heard about him.
当然了，在 Mathura 和 Vrindavan， 人人都听说康瑟。
So it's surprising that he's still active in Goloka, in the spiritual world.
所以，这太让人惊讶了。他甚至在灵性世界的 Goloka 还那么活跃。
So out of fear of Kamsa, the Yadavas could not enjoy themselves.
因为惧怕 Kamsa, 所以亚度族人呢，他们就没办法享受。
Kamsa's family and friends were enemies of the demigods.
Kamsa 的家人和朋友都是半人的死敌。
So the Yadavas, they suffered because of Kamsa. They suffered. And sometimes they would escape. They would escape to go some other place. But some people would take shelter of Kamsa. The Yadavas, Lord Krishna, he appeared in the Yadu dynasty, and Uddhava is also there from the Yadu dynasty. So they just went into exile in other places. They left Vrindavan because they didn't want to be with Kamsa.
主 Krishna 和 Uddhava 他们都属于亚度族人，他们也流放了，他们就离开了 Vrindavan， 他们不想和 Kamsa 在一起。
But some people like Akrura, Akrura is Krishna's uncle, he became Kamsa's order carrier.
但是 Akrura 他是 Krishna 的舅舅，他就成了执行 Krishna 执行 Kamsa 命令的指令官了。
So Kamsa was under the protection of another demon king, Jarasandha, and he would persecute. He would give a lot of trouble to all the kings of the Yadus.
Kamsa 呢，他就处在另外一个恶魔叫 Jarasandha 的庇护之下。他就给亚度族人带了很多麻烦。
And Kamsa had the cooperation of many different demons who were all supporting him.
Kamsa 也有很多支持他的恶魔跟他一起合作。
So the Yadavas, they left their own kingdom and they entered into other people's kingdoms to stay.
所以这些亚达瓦们，他们就离开了自己的国度，去了别的国度。
But some of them began to follow Kamsa's principles and became like his servant.
但是有一些人，他们就遵守了康瑟的原则，就变成了康瑟的追随者。
So just like everything happened on Goloka, just as on Earth.Just like on earth, the same things happen in Goloka. The pastimes are going on.
所以就像在地球上，在 Goloka， 同样的一模一样的事情也在持续的发生着。
And it has to be like that in order to satisfy the heart of the pure devotees. All of these pastimes have to take place.
它必须要是这样。所有这一切的发生都是为了满足纯粹奉献者的内心。
So Gop Kumar said, I was also afraid of Kamsa. So he said, I went to take bath. I took bath at Vishranti Ghat, and then I hurried to go to Mathura and went to Vrindavan. He said, I was afraid of Kamsa. I was so much afraid of Kamsa. So quickly I went, first thing, you come to a holy place, you come to Vrindavan, you have to take bath. So there's a special place where they take bath. So Gop Kumar went there to take his bath. And then as soon as he took bath, he left Mathura and he went to Vrindavan.
Gop Kumar.他自己也惧怕康瑟，所以按照习俗，人去了圣地之后，第一件事是先沐浴，所以他是在一个特殊的地方 Vishramrat Ghat 那地方沐浴之后，然后他就离开了 Mathura 去了 Vrindavan。
So this place Goloka, you have to understand, it's far above the demigods and.It's a very special place. But Gop Kumar saw, although it's such a special place, he saw life was going on just like And just like on earth.
所以这个狗卢卡它是远远高于地球，它是它高于半神的居所。但是戈巴库马尔看到在狗卢卡生活呢，就像在地球上的生活一样的进行着。
Yeah, the sun was rising, and then every day the sun's rising in the sky, and the people were speaking and behaving in the same way as they do on earth.
在那里呢，也有日出。每天呢，在白天的时候，人们就相互的谈话交谈，他们也这像在地球上一样的行为举止。
So Gop Kumar said, I was astonished. I was in ecstasy, and the whole it was also astonishing for me.
Gop Kumar 说，我虽然就是陷入了狂喜当中，但是与此同时，我内心也感到非常的惊讶。
So this planet Goloka.Even big demigods like Indra and Brahma, and even the associates of Lord Narayan, like Garuda, they cannot come to Goloka.
所以这个星球 Goloka, 甚至伟大的半神像 Indra, 天帝 Indra 和 Brahma, 甚至主 Narayan 的亲生同友 Garuda, 他们都无法进入。
So Gop Kumar saw for himself the environment and the culture of Goloka were just like on earth.
Gop Kumar, 他亲眼所见，在那里 Goloka 的氛围，他那里的环境和文化，恰似地球上的。
The same thing, every happening, the sun, every morning, the sun rising, and people talking, all normal people, just like ordinary people. So it was amazing for him.
一样，所以每天早晨呢，就是太阳就会旭日东升，然后一切的生活呢就是如常，人们呢就在那里过他们的正常生活。戈巴库马尔对此感到非常惊讶。
So after a short time, he saw Gop Kumar saw some men who might have been cowherd men wandering in the forest, and they were with some ladies.
So 过了一段时间，戈巴库马尔就看到一位牧牛郎就在森林当中漫游。后面呢，跟着一对女士。
And these ladies were not so young. They were older ladies, and they were wearing the dress of cowherd people, and they were picking flowers.
就这个后面的这些女士们呢，她们已经不再年轻了。她们都是一身就是牧牛姑娘的就是年长牧牛姑娘的打扮，她们正在采花。
So these ladies, they were dressed like cowherd women, but what they actually were, Gop Kumar will have to find out later. We don't know yet.
这些年长的，就是女士们，她们虽然穿着呢。像那些牧牛女，但是具体他们的身份呢，我们现在还不得而知，这在以后会揭示的。
Yeah, younger, all the ladies were older ladies. The younger ladies, that they were not picking flowers because they were feeling so much separation from Krishna, they were not able to do any service.
那些年长的女士。年长的女士们在采花，但是那些年轻的女士们，因为她们，内心，因为跟 Krishna 的分离之情，使得她们没办法做任何服务。
Or maybe because they were younger ladies, they were more strict with them. The parents, the older people were more strict with them, and they wouldn't allow them to leave the village.
或者也许是因为他们岁数不大，很年轻，所以呢，家中的长辈就对他们很严格，不允许他们离开村子。
But Gopkumar could understand even the older people in Goloka, they had very special love for Krishna.
但是 Gopkumar 明白，在 Goloka 甚至那些年长的女士们也跟 Krishna 有着特殊的关系。
And Gopkumar says these people were very different from anyone he had ever seen.
Gopkumar 说这些人与他曾经见过的人都有着天壤之别。
Someone had left them just like they've been separated from their lover. They were broken-hearted.
有的人呢，因为与他们的爱人分离，所以他们就心碎了。
These people, it's like they'd been in love with somebody, but their lover had gone away and left them.
这些人因为他们的情人，远离了他们，所以他们，悲痛欲绝。
So they were suffering from a kind of madness, but a very special madness because it's in relation to Krishna.
这些人呢，他们就因为很疯狂而饱受煎熬，但是这些疯狂是因为 Krishna 而疯狂。
So simply by seeing them, Gopkumar, he could feel that same kind of love and affection.
只是因为亲眼目睹了他们， Gopkumar 就能感受到同样的深情和厚爱。
So, he's going to ask questions. He asks these people questions. He approaches them and he says to them, he said, oh, you are good people. You are served. You're served. You have so much happiness that great sages can't obtain the happiness which you have, even in their dreams.
Gopkumar 呢，他就接近了这些人，就对他们讲话。哦，你们都是好人，你们感受到的快乐和幸福，是那些圣人们在梦中都无法品尝到的。
And you've got the special mercy of the Lord, who is the husband of the goddess of fortune.
你们获得了幸运女神之夫主本人的特殊仁慈。
You've got the mercy which his devotees always pray for. They're always praying for this mercy, and you have it.
你们获得的仁慈是那些奉献者们孜孜以求的祈祷的，但是现在你们已经得到了。
Yeah, Gopkumar he cannot understand how these people could, how their hearts could be so disturbed.
Gopkumar 此时此刻他不能理解，就这些人他们内心实际上是感到非常不安的。
Yeah, this kind of happiness which these pure souls experience in their love for Krishna cannot even be understood by people who are self-realized or who've come to the Brahman.
这些纯粹灵魂因为爱 Krishna 感受到的快乐，是那些已经达到了自我觉悟的觉悟落范的人他们无法明白的。
These devotees of Goloka are greater than any liberated sages, and they're greater even than any servants of the Lord in Vaikuntha.
这些 Goloka 的人们，他们的地位，他们的快乐，是那些已经觉悟了自我的、自我觉悟了的圣人们，他们无法达到的，甚至那些维昆特的仆人们，他们也无法得到。
Yeah, in Vaikuntha, the devotees of Lord Narayan, they admire and they pray for this mercy which the people of Goloka have.
Vaikuntha 的居民们，他们非常羡慕，Goloka 的居民们，他们得到了主的仁慈，他们祈祷能得到他们所得到的仁慈。
So Gop Kumar says to these people, he says, please look upon me with kindness. I'm a very fallen soul. I've come to you for shelter.
Gopal Kumar 对这些人说道，请用你们仁慈的目光瞥视我。我祈求你们的庇护。
Please tell me, who is the king of this region? And where is his residence?
请告诉我这片区域的国王是谁，他居住在何处。
Which road do I take to go there?
我应该走哪条路才能抵达那里。
He said, you are very fortunate people. Please be merciful upon me. I am asking you with great sorrow in my heart.Please answer my questions.
请对我仁慈，请赐予我幸运。我现在向你们提问，因为我内心感到巨大的悲痛，请告诉我。
So initially, Gop Kumar doesn't get any answer, so he thinks maybe these people are nearly deaf. So he repeats his question again.It says it loudly.
一开始 Gopal Kumar 没有得到这些人的回复，他就以为这些人都死了，所以他更加高声地再次发问。
So he realizes they're not deaf, but they just don't, they're not paying any attention to him. So he wants to show them that he's actually sincere.
Gopal Kumar 他意识到了这些人并不是死去了，只是他们并没有注意到他，所以 他希望来表达他自己更加非常真诚。
So he glorifies these people. He says, you're most fortunate, you are the faithful followers, you are the great devotees. He glorifies them.
所以 Gopal Kumar 就开始荣耀他们，大声的，你们都是幸运的人，你们都是忠实的追随者，你们全部都是伟大的奉献者。
And he said, even if you don't like to speak, if you maybe you made a vow of silence, he said, just show me, just by your hand, make some gesture to show me which way I should go.
也许你们不想讲话，也许你们正在遵守你们保持缄默的誓言，但是至少你们可以用手势来向我表明我应该走哪条路。
But these people, the people of Goloka, they don't respond. They don't even look at Gop Kumar.
但是这些 Goloka 的人们，他们没有做出任何的回复，甚至看也没有看他一眼。
But Gop Kumar, he doesn't get angry with them. But he instead blames Krishna. He said, this is all the fault of Krishna.
Gopal Kumar 并没有对这些人生气，他反而开始埋怨 Krishna. 这都是 Krishna 的错。
Krishna is the expert cheat. He's cheated Gop Kumar, he cheated these people, Goloka. And because of him, only Krishna can cheat people like this, no one else.
Krishna 他可是一个精炼的一个骗子，他骗了 Goloka 这些人，他骗了 Gopakumar， 只有 Krishna 才能这样行骗。
So Gopakumar, everywhere he went, he met different people. He would question them. He would ask them. And gradually he came to the pasturing grounds where the cowherdmen were.
Gopakumar 就一路向不同的人打听，询问这些人。逐渐的，他来到了一群牧牛郎们，他们放牧的一片牧区草。
So Gopakumar has come to Goloka, and he's showing this anxiety, and this anxiety is that a part of the humility which is very important for being a resident to get to stay in Goloka. You have to be very, very humble.
Gopakumar 他就展示了他来到 Goloka 之后他的焦虑之情，这些焦虑之情是谦卑的表现。实际上要想居住在 Goloka， 这种焦虑谦卑是非常重要的。
So Gopakumar was looking around everywhere. Then he saw in the distance, he saw a town. It looked like a very nice town. So he decides to visit there.
Gopakumar 现在就回环顾四周，在远处他看见一所城镇，他决定去拜访那个镇子。
So Gopakumar has been many places in the material and in the spiritual world, but he never saw anywhere like this place, like these places in Goloka. These were very special.
Gopakumar, 他旅行过很多地方，在上上下下，但是他从来没有拜访过这样的地方，这些地方是太独特了。
So he went to this town, and he could hear the cowherd women. They were singing beautiful songs, and he could hear them also working. They were churning the butter, and you could hear the ornaments on their arms, the bangles around their wrists. They were making sounds as they churned the butter.
Gopakumar, 他听到了一些妇人们，就是牧牛女士们她们的歌声，这些妇人们正在搅拌黄油，她们的臂着她们的手环就彼此碰撞，发出悦耳动听的声音。
Yeah, Gopakumar is a liberated soul, but the sound which their ornaments made, the ladies' ornaments, was so attractive, it was so pleasing. He was not interested in sense gratification, but just the sound of his ornaments was so pleasing.
怎么办？
Gopakumar 他已经是一个解脱了的灵魂，但是这些女士们她们的歌声还有她们的她们竖发出的这些声音是那么的动听吸引人。
And the songs which they were singing were so beautiful.
他们正在唱的歌曲是那么的动听。
And then Gopakumar met, he met this old man who was sitting down and he was crying and chanting at Krishna, Krishna.
Gopakumar, 他遇见了一个老人，这位老人就坐在那里，在不停的哭泣。口中就念着 Krishna, Krishna.
So Gopakumar managed to get him to speak, and he heard the man say that this town actually belonged to Nanda, the king of the cowherds, Krishna's father.
Gopakumar 就设法让这位老人就开口说话了。这位老人告诉他，这座镇子它实际上是属于 Nanda 是 Krishna 的父亲，是这个地区的国王。
So when Gop Kumar heard this, he just fainted. He was so happy, so pleased, he just fainted, fell on the ground.
Gopal Kumar 听到这番话之后，他就变得如此的快乐，内心感到巨大的满足，他晕倒了。
So the old man helped him to get up, he took, revived him, brought him back to consciousness, and then Gop Kumar went running forward into the town.
这位老人就设法帮助Gopal Kumar 就恢复了知觉。Gopal Kumar 站起身之后，就朝着那座镇子就奔过去。
So there was a gate entering into the town. So Gop Kumar sat at the gate, and he saw hundreds and thousands and tens of millions, all sorts of wonders.
Gopal Kumar 看见那里有一座大门。他就坐在那里，他就在此处呢，就看见了成百上千、上百万、上亿的奇景。
So Gop Kumar is not telling us yet what he actually saw, but gradually he will reveal.
Gopal Kumar 此时此刻并没有表述他见到的这些奇景，但会逐渐的一一的来揭示他们。
But he says, he couldn't understand if the people there, if they were enjoying the highest bliss or if they were suffering the greatest misery.
Gopal Kumar, 他不能明白那里的人们到底是在享受着最高的极乐，还是在遭受着巨大的痛苦。
The gopis were singing, but they were also crying at the same time.
牧牛姑娘，她们一边歌唱着，一边流着痛苦的眼泪。
Maybe their songs were about sorrow. You couldn't tell what's happening.
也许他们的歌曲在表达着他们内心的悲痛，Gopal Kumar 他听不出来，他不知道。
Because they have so much love for Krishna that it's beyond the understanding of most people. Unless you're very fortunate, we cannot understand this mood.
因为他们在陷入了对 Krishna 深深的爱当中。所以他这种情感他超越了普通人的理解力，一般的人不能明白他们的幸运，不能理解他们的心态。
So the behavior of these people of Goloka was just full of love for Krishna.
Goloka 的人们的言谈举止都充满了对 Krishna 的爱。
But a person seeing that place would think he's in the material world.
但是以世俗的眼光看待那个地方的人们以为那只是寻常的物质世界而已。
But he's not in the material world. He's in the highest planet in the spiritual world.
但是那并不是在物质世界，那是在灵性世界最高的星球。
But Goloka is in the spiritual world and Mathura here on earth is not different.
Goloka 是在灵性的世界，而在地球上的 Mathura 没有什么区别。
Gop Kumar had been to Vaikuntha, he had gone to Ayodhya, he had gone to Dwarka, and he now had all the signs of being even more, and now he was even more fortunate. He was in this very special place, the supreme abode.
Gopal Kumar, 他曾经去过 Vaikuntha, 他去了 Ayodhya,Dwarka, 他已经 了解了这门科学，他已经得到了幸运，他现在已经来到了这个最特殊的地方，这个极客至高无上的居所。
So he's above all the other places. He's in the highest place.
这个居所，他超越了所有其他的地方，他是至高无上的居所。
So then an old lady came by, and Gop Kumar bows down to her, and then he asks her, "Where is Nanda Nandana playing today?" Nanda Nandana means Lord Krishna. Where is he playing today?
此时此刻，有一位老妇人从他身边经过。Gopa Kumar 向他问道 ：“Nanda Nandana, Krishna 的一个名字。” Nanda Nandana 今天在哪里玩耍呢？
So he was still sitting in the gateway at the village there, at the gateway into the town. So the old lady said, this morning, Lord Krishna's gone into the dense forest to play with the cows and with his friends.
Gopa Kumar, 他正坐在这个村子口的这个大门边上，就也通向了这个镇子的这个村口。这老妇人就回答道：“今天早上 ，Krishna 去了浓密的森林，和那些母牛们以及他的朋友们玩耍去了。”
And he's gone with his brother Balaram. Older brother also went with him.And they'll come back in the evening. They come back in the evening.
Krishna 和他的长兄 Balaram 一起去了森林，他傍晚就会回来。
And if he doesn't come home on time, we will all die from disappointment.
如果他不按时回家的话，我们都会失望的死去。
And all the people of Vrindavan, we're all waiting on this path along the Yamuna, with our eyes fixed on the road, looking for him to come.
Vrindavan 的所有的居民们都站在这个 Yamuna 岸边的这条路上，眼巴巴的张望着那条路，在等待着他回来。
So the old lady hearing, just talking about Krishna coming back, she becomes enlivened. It brings life to her.
这位老妇人，当她谈到 Krishna, 回家的事情，她立刻就内心，她就充满着活力。
So the old lady had pointed to the path where he's supposed to come. So Gop Kumar, he also fixes his eyes on the path which the lady showed him.
这位老妇人，她就凝神的盯着那个 Krishna 要经过的那条道路，而 Gopa Kumar 也跟他一道，就向那边张望着。
So Gop Kumar, hearing like this, he became so ecstatic, his legs practically became numb, he couldn't move them. But then he heard a sound from far away.
Gopa Kumar, 他内心就陷入了狂喜，他的双腿已经麻木了，他无法移动他的双腿。这时候从远处传来一个声音。
And he could hear the sound of the cows, the moo, 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 the sound of the cows mooing, within that sound he could hear also the sound of Krishna's flute.
这时候从远处就传来了牛儿们的moo moo的声音，在牛儿们的这个叫声当中呢，他隐隐约约听到了 Krishna 的笛音。
And that sound of Krishna's flute was just indescribable. It was just so pleasing. It was like nothing he'd ever heard in the material world. It was so attractive, and it overwhelmed everyone in the village.
Krishna 的低音是难以形容的，它是那样的悦耳动听，不像物质世界的任何声音。Gopal Kumar 就被这个低音深深的吸引了，所有的 Vrindavan 的居民们也都被征服了。
So in the beginning, Gopal Kumar could not hear the sound very clearly.It was sweet, but it was not very clear because it was far away. But then, as the sound became closer, he could hear all the nice, different, beautiful sounds, the notes which were being played from the flute.
一开始 Gopal Kumar 他听不太真切，虽然这个低音非常甜美，但是随着这个声音越来越近。他能辨别出这个笛音的所有的曲子和调子。
So Gopal Kumar became absorbed in hearing that sound of the flute, and everybody around, everybody there also, they all became, everybody became absorbed in hearing the sound of Krishna's flute.
Gopal Kumar 就专心致志地聆听着这个笛音。而每一个人此时此刻也在专注着聆听这个笛音。
By the power of that sound of the flute, from the trees a special sap would flow down from them.
其实这个笛音的力量，树叶它们就滴留下了这个枝叶，树木留下了枝叶。
And tears, a flood of tears would come from the eyes of every being, every living person in the village of the cowherds. They would all cry hearing the sound of Krishna's flute.
而听到了 Krishna 的笛音，就每一个，就是村子里的每一个人，他们的眼中都流下了泪水。
And milk would flow from the breasts of all the ladies, all the mothers, even the old mothers, milk would flow from their breasts hearing the sound of Krishna's flute.
而听到了 Krishna 的笛音之后，甚至那些已经年纪很大的女士们，她们也会留下她们的胸乳，也会从她们胸中，留下这个乳房，留下乳汁。
And even the Yamuna River, which usually flows quite fast, became still, just stopped flowing.
而通常水流比较湍急的 Yamuna 河，此时此刻也变得宁静了，停止了流动。
So during the daytime, all the people, all the living entities in the forest.They'd enjoy Krishna's association. But now, evening, Krishna's come back to the village.
在白天，森林当中的所有的生物都享受着 Krishna 为伴，而此时到了晚间，村子里的每个人都开始享受 Krishna 的陪伴了。
So all of Krishna's mothers, not only Yashoda, but also his aunties and his nurses, they're all very excited, getting ready for Krishna to come.
Krishna 的母亲 Yashoda, 以及 Krishna 的姨，以及他的那些乳母们，现在都开始兴奋地为他的回来做准备。
They'd all become Krishna's mothers when Krishna had expanded himself.To take the place of all the cows and the cowherd boys stolen by Brahma, at that time they'd all become Krishna's mothers.
当主 Brahma 偷走了 Krishna 的母牛和他的牧牛童朋友的时候，Krishna 就亲自扩展 扩展出每头牛犊和他的牧牛朋友，所以他们就这些就这些年长的女士们，她的姨和他们都变成了 Krishna 的母亲。
So Gopkumar, he says, I didn't know if the flute is giving out poison or nectar. Its sound was like thunder, but it was also soft, like water.
Gopkumar 说，我不知道 Krishna 的笛音到底就像毒液一样，还是像甘露一样，他们听上去就像霹雳。同时呢，就像清澈的水一样柔和。
It was hot like fire, and it was cool like the moon. He couldn't tell what it was.
他像烈。
Everybody mad.
他像熊熊的烈焰一样灼热，同时又像月光一样清凉。他使每个人都为之疯狂了。
And then he saw some of the ladies of Vrindavan. They came out from their homes and they were carrying different things to worship Krishna with.
他看见那些女人们在 Vrindavan 里，从他们的家中纷纷走出来，手中就拿着崇拜 Krishna 的用具。
And some of the ladies, they brought offerings of food. They carried the plates on their head. And some of the ladies brought ornaments to give Krishna.
有一些女士们头顶着一盘盘精美的食物，还有的手中就端着各式各样的精美的饰物。
They would bring lamps and flowers and mustard seeds, all to offer to Krishna.
他们纷纷拿着灯，一盏盏的灯，或者是芥末籽，或者是鲜花，都拿出来准备献给 Krishna。
Some ladies carry pots of butter on their head, and garlands, and sandalwood pulp.
有些女士们头顶着一罐罐的黄油，还有的就手中拿着一串串花环，还有的是端着檀香浆。
And they had some people brought yogurt, which was sweet and spicy, everything for Krishna's pleasure.
还有的是端着非常甜美以及加了香料的酸奶，一切都是为了取悦 Krishna.
So.The ladies, other ladies, they just ran towards the sound of Krishna and the cows. They just ran towards him. They had so much love for Krishna.
还有一些女士们，她们只是奔向 Krishna 的，朝着 Krishna 笛音传来的方向，就朝着那些母牛，走过来的方向就奔跑过去。
They were so eager that they were stumbling, they were tripping over each other. They were so eager to go there to be with Krishna.
他们是如此的兴奋，以至于他们的步伐都踉踉跄跄的，甚至呢彼此之间都发生了拥挤和碰撞。他们是如此渴望的去来到 Krishna 的那个地方。
And they were running. All the ornaments were messed up on their bodies. You know, they were wearing different ornaments. They would all be, but they wouldn't worry about it. They would just run. They didn't worry about their ornaments. They didn't worry about their hair falling down. They just ran. They wanted to be with Krishna.
在他们奔跑的过程当中，他们身上的首饰还有他们的事物都乱成了一团，他们都不在乎，他们只是尽情的奔过去，就想和 Krishna 此时此刻待在一起。
But there were some gopis, they were just stunned and they just stood still like trees. And there was others, they fell unconscious to the ground.
有些牧牛姑娘，他们 就呆若呆呆地站在那里，就像树木一样。还有些牧牛姑娘就径直地失去了知觉。
So that some of the ladies who had fainted, they'd been crying, and there were tears, and they were carried. Their friends would carry them.
有一些女士们，她们昏倒在地，她们流下了激动的泪水，而她们旁边的朋友们就搀扶着她们。
And other ladies, they were encouraged. Their friends would encourage that, "Come, come on, we have to go and see him. Let's see him."
还有一些女士们，她们的朋友就鼓励着她们，快来，快来，我们要去见他们了。
They didn't say who, they just say him. Everybody knows. Everybody has the same interest. Everyone is simply absorbed in Krishna.They don't need to say Krishna's name. They just say him, then everybody knows who they mean.
他们只是说他们没有指名道姓，但是每个人都专注的，都一心一意的就想着 Krishna. 他们都知道这个他指的是谁。
So these ladies were different. They were all different ladies, different complexions and different.Dresses and ornaments, but they were more attractive than the goddess of fortune.
这些女士们呢，她们都有着不同的肤色，她们的穿着也各不相同，她们戴着不同的首饰，但是她们比幸运女神们都更加有魅力。
And so they went to the bank of the Yamuna and they were singing about Krishna's names and pastimes.
他们都纷纷来到了亚穆纳的河岸边，口中唱着 Krishna 的名字， Krishna 的逍遥时光。
So Gop Kumar, he was with them and he also went running with them. He went forward, so he also went with them and he began to run also just like them.
戈帕库马尔也加入了他们的行列，也跟着他们一块儿朝着那个方向就奔了过去。
Young gopis came out of their houses and they're rushing to the Yamuna to see Krishna.
年轻的姑娘们纷纷从家中，就出来，就朝着亚穆纳河奔过去。
And these gopis were more beautiful than even Lakshmi, the wife of Lord Narayan.
这些 gopi 们，牧牛姑娘们，甚至比主 Narayan 的妻子 Lakshmi 更加动人。
And then in the distance, Gop Kumar said, "I could see Krishna coming with his flute in his hand."
而远远的 ，Gopa Kumar 说，他能看见。Krishna 手中拿着笛子就走了过来。
And Krishna came. Krishna came and he saw Gop Kumar and he came to him and said, "Oh," he said, "Hey, Sridham, look, here is my dear friend, Sarupa."
而 Krishna 看见了 Gopa Kumar， 他就说道，嘿 Sridham， 我的朋友 Sarupa 来了。
So we're going to hear about what Gop Kumar's impressions on seeing Krishna, the first impression.
我们将要听到 Gopa Kumar 他第一眼看见 Krishna 的时候，他的印象是什么。
Krishna recognized Gop Kumar as his friend, Sarupa. And so Krishna left the cowherd boys and cows and came forward to meet Gop Kumar.
Krishna 认出了他的Gopa Kumar, 他的朋友 Sarupa, 所以他就离开了他的母牛们、牛犊们还有他的牧牛童朋友就前来与他会面。
Okay, so we'll stop here this week.
这一周我们就讲到这里。接下来我们看一下问题。
Now, somebody sent some questions for me. Maybe I have to play it to you. I've got it recorded here.
Okay.
Let me find it.
我们首先来听一下，就是有奉献者发给 Maharaj 的问题。
Let me see, where is it? Krishna.
这个乌罗皮的梦呢，是这样的啊，这个是他的原话，就是他的先生呢，去世到现在有四个多月了，在他去世的那一段时间呢，我们都是用窥视了直觉在安抚他的灵魂，但是后来，他通过他的手机，发现他有很多背叛了乌鲁皮感情的事情，也造成了乌鲁皮在情绪上的波动和愤怒。昨天晚上呢，乌鲁皮就梦见他好像转世成了一个小女孩。这个梦境出现的画面就是，最开始的时候，乌鲁皮和苏提去一个地方喝喜酒，后来他就看见了他的前夫，但是呢，他的前夫就是不理他们，后来乌鲁皮就想起了他生前的那个电话号码，就给他打电话，但是怎么都打不通，后来就别人打通了，乌鲁皮就马上抢过电话，带着极大的憎恨心去骂他的前夫，但是无论他怎么样抱怨和愤怒，他的前夫就不跟他讲话。再后来就出现了一个画面，就是有一个女人抱着一个小婴儿，大概有就是一两个月那么大的那个小女孩，然后那个小女孩就看了乌鲁皮一眼之后，她就醒过来了。问题就是，乌鲁皮说的，请教孤乳，是不是这个梦境是在告诉我不要再执着过去？有可能前夫已经投身为人，进入他的下一世了，是这样吗？请孤乳给我祝福和指导吧，感恩孤乳。
Could you get it all?
Yes. Yes.
I think there was another question though. I have to look for it. Where is it? Anyway, go ahead. Can you translate some of that?
This devotee, Urupi,her husband has passed away for 4 months. 4 months. And during that time period, they have followed Krishna consciousness process to console this passing soul. And this Urupi had searched out this past husband's cell phone and found some message that showed that her husband has has done something that is improper, has cheated her feelings, and so Urupi became upset and angry.That in the dream, Rupi had dreamed of a small girl that the husband has reincarnated as a newborn baby girl. That, yes. And the detail is that Urupi and Shruti has gone to the marriage ceremony of some other person and they saw her past husband, but he didn't, he ignored them. And somebody has, Rupi has remembered her cell phone number, and they connected with him. And when somebody else has connected with her husband, she snatched the phone and angrily said some bad words to him, but her husband didn't speak anything. And then there's another scenery that is she saw a picture of a woman and a young woman holding a baby, a newborn baby. So then she woke up, and so she the question that so can guru tell so does that mean that they she should not think of her past husband anymore, and should not attach to her this past husband because he had already
taken birth. Yeah.
Yes, yes. So she wants your blessing, Guru's blessing, and some guidance.
Yes, she has to go on. She has to understand her husband is gone. He's taken another body somewhere, or at least he'll be preparing to take another birth. And she has to continue with her life, and she has to be careful to take good care and to advance in her own spiritual life.
所以就是这个奉献者应该明白她的丈夫呢已经去世了，已投生了，已经就是 有另外一个躯体，或者是至少是准备好了接受另外一具躯体。那现在呢，这位奉献者他自己就要做，就要小心，过好自己的生活，要照顾好自己的灵修。
Hare Krishna, 顶戴 Guru Day, Suti Rupa 有三个问题想问一问您。 第一个问题呢，他就说的是，昨天是 Adita Acharya 的显现日，请问 Adita 的希瓦神能量和中国西藏的 Kailas 神山的 希瓦 是不是同一个范畴？ 第二个问题是
，OK，
也Shruti Rupa。 Said yesterday is the appearance day of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya is Shiva, Lord Shiva. So is this Lord Shiva the same category as the Shiva in Tibet, Kailash, Tibet?
Well, Advaita Acharya is an incarnation of Sada Shiva. Sadashiva is Shiva in the spiritual world, not Shiva in Kailash. Shiva in Kailash, that is Rudra. He's the Rudra expansion. But Advaita Acharya is Sadashiva from the spiritual world.
Advaita Acharya is the spiritual world of Shiva, is Sadashiva. And Kailash is Kailash 的 Shiva 是 Rudra， 是扩展。我能不能通过学习薄伽梵歌，祈祷Krishna保护我更好学习佛法，弘扬佛法，最后回归西方极乐世界？
跟随在佛陀的身边，然后佛法圆满以后，再到这个物质世界来弘扬佛法了。这个问题呢，就是苏提如帕的一个佛教的朋友，他现在在看佛教梵歌的朋友问的问题。好，谢谢咕噜呆，再次顶拜您。
This question is from a friend of Shruti Rupa Madaji. She had a friend, a Buddhist friend. She asked, this friend asked, can I learn Bhagavad Gita and pray that I can follow Lord Buddha to go to Western Bliss Land and to be with the Lord Buddha, and after I have perfected my Buddhist practice and I came back to the material world to broadcast Buddhism. So in essence is that can I that use Bhagavad Gita to perfect my Buddhism and to help broadcast Buddhism?
No.
不可以。
This is not the purpose of Bhagavad Gita.
这个不是佛家梵歌的宗旨。
Bhagavad Gita is teaching us to surrender to Lord Krishna.
佛家梵歌教导我们是向 Krishna 臣服。
Lord Buddha doesn't teach about the Vedas. He doesn't teach about our Bhagavad Gita.
而主佛陀并没有教导韦达经，并没有教导佛家梵歌。
Because Lord Buddha was preaching to people who were atheists.
佛陀教导的对象是那些无神论者们。
He was preaching to people who could not understand scriptures.
他教导的这些信众们，他们是无法理解经典。
They could not understand the soul.
他们也无法明白灵魂。
They could only so therefore he didn't teach about the soul, he didn't teach about God, he didn't teach anything other than the nature of the material world is misery.
他没有教导有关于灵魂，教导有关于神的事情，他教导这个物质世界的本性是痛苦的。
He said you should get out of this world.
佛陀说应该脱离这个物质苦海。
If the house is on fire, you should get out.
如果房子起火了，住在房子里的人应该跑出去。
Okay, any questions there?
Yes. The first one is from Shruti Rupa. 顶拜咕噜和老师们，这是帮忙一个新同学提问的。如果奉献者的家属没有信仰，好吃懒做，好色成瘾，行为恶劣，但是受家中奉献者影响，偶尔花钱给 Krishna 买花，请问这样的人去世之后，如果奉献者家人完全按照 Krishna 直觉为他的灵魂提升，布施灵粮、圣典、书籍，连续49天为他播放圣名，请问这种行为是否可以帮助亡者的灵魂提升，甚至帮助他更快转世投胎为人呢？Obeisance to guru and teachers. So this question is raised of helping another new student. If the relative of the devotee have no faith and also a very lazy and lusty and bad behavior, But under the influence of devotee, occasionally will buy flower for Krishna. My question is that after the passing, can this relative, and the devotee has followed Krishna consciousness, and for his elevation has donated prasad, scripture, and broadcast and play the holy name for continuously 49 days. My question is this behavior helpful for the passing soul, the elevation of the passing soul, and can help him to become reincarnated to a human body very quickly?
Yes, definitely. He'll get the opportunity to continue his devotional service.
是的，肯定的，无疑的，这会帮助他，就是在奉献有个奉献服的机会。Another part of the question is that, yeah, 另外就是转世投胎为人的灵魂是否都需要在母亲的子宫里待上九个月？有没有在胎儿快出生的时候灵魂才进入的情况呢？恩姑姑。Another is that, is that every soul who is going to be reborn as a human being will have to stay inside the womb of the mother for 9 months. Are there any occasion that only after the embryo, the baby is going to be to take birth only after before the baby is going to come out of the mother, the soul has just entered into that embryo?
Yeah, demigods. If you take birth as a demigod, then you don't have to spend so much time in the womb.
有，就是半神人，如果投生为半神人的话，就不需要在子宫当中待那么长时间。
Mm-hmm.
The next question from the Ginger Prabhu. 感恩亲爱的 Maharaj, 感恩翻译主持。据说帕布帕德在早期鼓励新奉献者要想着回归灵性世界，奉献者变得稳定成熟一些后，帕帕德又说不要想着回灵性世界，要努力做奉献服务。又听咕噜们的讲课得到信息说，只是想回灵性世界也是种解脱的愿望，只是因为物质世界太苦了就渴望回归。柴天亮在八训规说，宁可一世复一世不断投生，只要有服务做就好。当然这是最高境界，问题是如何平衡这两种愿望，回归灵性世界和只做服务，能否回归 Krishna 定吧，谢谢 Hare Krishna。
OK、So he's asking, should we ask Krishna to take us back to Godhead, or should we ask Krishna just to let us do devotional service?
The question is that how to balance these two desires and go back to spiritual world and to only to do, want to do service.
Well, we have to understand there's no difference between the two.
我们要明白这两种愿望之间没有区分。
If somebody has a desire to do service, that is back to Godhead.
Oh, 如果有的人只想做服务，只有做服务的愿望的话，那这就是等同于回归了神手了。
Certainly, Lord Chaitanya, he teaches us that we simply want devotional service, birth after birth.
当然主持的那样也教导我们要一世复一世的只想做奉献服务。
But Lord Chaitanya himself is always anxious for Krishna. Where is Krishna?
然而主持的那样本人他就展示了他总是在焦急地追逐 Krishna. Krishna 在哪儿？
So a devotee surrendered to Krishna. We want to do devotional service, and at the same time, if Krishna arranges for us to go back to Godhead, we go.
奉献者们，他们就臣服 Krishna。他们想做奉献服，但是如果 Krishna 安排奉献者回归灵性世界，那就回归。
Nobody goes back to Godhead unless they have the desire to do devotional service.
除非有做奉爱服务的愿望，否则是不可能回到神手身边的。
So we should desire to do devotional service. And at the same time, we also, if Krishna arranges for us to go back to Godhead, we go.
所以我们应该渴望做奉献服务，但是如果 Krishna 安排我们回灵性世界，我们就回归。
Just like we're hearing about Gop Kumar, he didn't make, it wasn't his efforts that took him back to Godhead. Krishna took him there. Krishna took him to the spiritual world.
就像Gopa Kumar, 他自己并没有就是努力的回归，而是 Krishna 把他带到灵性世界的。
So we just do our devotional service and then see what happens. Where Krishna takes us, where Krishna puts us.
所以我们只是做奉献服务，然后看 Krishna 把我们带到哪里，把我们放在何种处境当中。
We have to think of Krishna, we have to think of Vrindavan, we have to think of all Krishna's pastimes.
我们要想着 Krishna, 我们要想着 Vrindavan, 要想着 Krishna 的消时光。
That is back to Godhead.
这就是回归了神手。
So there's not really any difference between the two. They go together.
所以这二者之间没有什么区分，他们是手拉手肩并肩的。
Yeah, 下一个问题。
下一个问题，还是舒提如何得到达西的，这是一个刚刚进入 Krishna 学习的佛教徒问的。我是一个出家多年的佛教徒，现在受到 Hare Krishna 的圣名和奉爱科学吸引，也想按照传承规范的学习成为一个合格的奉献者，但是由于我年龄大，多种原因还不能离开我在的佛法团体，请问 Guru, 我是否可以保持用佛珠念诵圣名，悄悄学习奉爱知识，在心意里供奉祈祷 Krishna, 尽量让更多人吃到 Prasada, 以此来帮助我的灵魂提升和净化呢？请问 Guru 有什么建议和训示吗？感恩您。So, yeah, I'm a Buddhist. I have become a Buddhist for many years, and I have left my home to go to the temple. And now I'm attracted by Hare Krishna and devotional science. I also want to follow the regulative principle and become a qualified devotee. But because I'm old and many other reasons, I cannot leave my Buddhist group. So,I want to ask a guru, can I chant the holy name on my Buddhist Japa beads and secretly in my mind I make offering and pray to Krishna to let more people to honor Prasadam in that way help my soul to elevate and purify my soul. So she asked Guru, are there any suggestion and instruction?
Yes, you can chant on anything. If you want to chant on your Buddhist beads, you can chant on your Buddhist beads. If you want to make offerings secretly, you can also do that.
你可以在任何念珠上念诵，如果在佛珠上念诵可以，也可以悄悄地在心意里供奉。
But you don't have to hide. You don't have to hide these things from everybody. Maybe some people are very fanatical. They don't like it. They don't want anything. But, you know, you can chant. You can have two sets of beads. You can have, you know, your Buddhist beads. You can have your Krishna beads. And when you offer the food, you don't have to tell people this is Krishna Prasada. You can just simply distribute it.
您不需要来遮遮掩掩的，也许有一些人就是特别的那个，特别的。就是狂热，对于这些人来说，就您可以有两串念珠，一串是佛珠，一串是 Krishna 的珠子。然后你也可以供奉，你供奉了之后呢，你不用告诉别人这是 Krishna 的 Prasada， 然后你就可以派发。
You can tell them this food is offered. You don't have to tell them who it's offered to. You can tell them this is, you know, offered to. You could say it's offered to Buddha. Buddha is also an incarnation of Krishna.
然后你就可以派发的时候告诉人们这是贡品，但是不需要告诉他们是供给是谁的。也可以告诉他们这是。供过佛的，因为佛祖呢，他也是 Krishna 的一个化身。
Okay.
下一个还是Shruti Rupa的 Devi Dasi， 顶拜 Guru， 今年是我本命年，过去算命先生还说我活不过49，今年正月初六，我在大街上莫名其妙摔了一跤。现在还不能正常行走，后来发现正是因为这个不能出门的限制，反而让我成功挡住了一些吃喝玩乐的饭局应酬。请问Guru，这样的身体意外是不是 Krishna 对奉献者的保护，帮我阻挡了不良的涟漪和诱惑呢？ This is the first part of Krishna.So, this year is the cow year. I was born in the cow year, and the Chinese feng shui, this 先生, they have said that my lifespan will not be beyond 49 years old. So.On the sixth day after the Spring Festival, I stumbled on the street, and until now I cannot walk normally. I found out later that because of this virus and the limitation I cannot go to other hotels and other these functions. My question is that is this accident of the body is from the protection of Krishna and also prevent me from bad association and allurement.
Yes, definitely.
是的，肯定是。
Krishna takes care. Krishna arranges everything.
Krishna 他照顾，他安排了一切。
So you're very lucky. Krishna protected you.
您特别幸运 ，Krishna 保护了您。
So you should take advantage to become more Krishna conscious.
您现在要好好的利用，变得更有 Krishna 知觉。另外就是我外婆前两天去世，因为我无法出门，只能每天在家为外婆灵魂念诵圣名，薄伽梵歌和供灯。请问这些做法会得到 Krishna 对外婆灵魂的照顾吗？My grandmother passed away 2 years ago. I cannot go outside. I can only chant the holy name and Bhagavad Gita offer lamps for the passing soul of my grandmother. Can this behavior make Krishna to arrange to take care of the soul of my grandmother?
Yes, chanting Hare Krishna is the best way to take care for your grandmother.
是的，唱诵 Hare Krishna 是照料这个外婆灵魂的最好的方法。
Chant the holy name on behalf of your grandmother.
代替您的外婆来唱诵 Hare Krishna.
That will give her great benefit.
这会给他带来巨大的好处。下一个问题是来自于淡然一笑。谢谢老师的讲课，任何灵性讲课都有经典证据，都需要任何灵性讲课都需要有经典证据吗？总不能总用经典和灵性老师的话当板子打别人吧。So, should there be any other? Do we need the scripture to as a background as a support for our lecture? Because we cannot always take out the scripture to take out the advantage of the scripture to hit others.
Yes, we should have scripture background. You may not take out the scripture, but what you speak should be from the scriptures. It should be according to the scriptures.
是的，我们需要有经典做支持，你不需要总是抬出经典，但是你的话语要是必须是出自经典的。The next question?
Yeah.
下一个问题是来自 Saraswati Devadasi。Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru, 顶拜主持人，学习经典祈祷，灵性理解力，每天都向咕噜祈求，可以吗？ Hare Krishna, please accept my obeisance, Guru, obeisance to the host. Every day I study scripture and pray for spiritual understanding.And every day I pray to Guru. Is that okay?
Yes, very good.
可以，非常好。The next one?
Yeah.
还是淡然一笑。谢谢上师，中国文化跟印度文化共同点不少，中国男子有三纲五常，女子三从四德，要做到就都很优秀，服务好家庭，做好本职工作，这就是 Krishna 之觉，就能灵性进步。我的理解正确吗？请上师指点，谢谢。So, thank you, Guru. There are many similarity between Chinese culture and Indian culture. In Chinese culture, there are certain behavior for man, woman, and if, for example, the man should, there are certain behavior, traditional behavior, if they can fulfill that standard, will be very excellent. And my understanding is that to follow this culture and to do nice service in both family and in the unit, that is Krishna consciousness. That will make spiritual progress. Is my understanding right? And thank you for your guidance.
Well, that's not going to get you perfection of life. You say duties of the family. Yes, family is important, but family is not eternal. You have to deal with the problem of birth and death.
This 不能帮助人达到完美。您说是要做好，就是在家庭中做好自己的职责，但是这不是永恒的，这不能解决生死的问题。
You have a material body. Now you have the human form of life, but next life there's no guarantee that you will again have the human form of life. You may have to take birth in the lower species of life.
现在已经有一个物质躯体，并且有了人体的生命，但是并不能保证下一世仍然会有人体的生命，可能会有个低等的出生。
So family life is very nice for some time, but it's not eternal.
家庭生活对在一段时期内呢，它是好的，但是家庭生活不是永恒的。
You have to think about solving the problem of birth and death.
你必须得考虑怎么解决生死的问题。
In family life, you're just thinking about eating and sleeping and mating and defending.
家庭生活呢，考虑的都是怎么吃睡交配和防御。
There are many families, not only human families. You have bird families, you have dog families, you have tree families.
除了人类的家庭之外，像那些鸟类有自己的家庭，狗也有自己的家庭，树木们也有家庭。
So you have to understand, first of all,the nature of who you are, that you're not a body, but you're a soul living in the body, and your soul is eternal.
首先你要考虑 你是谁，你不是这个躯体，你是居住在躯体当中的永恒的灵魂。
One day you have to give up this material body, you have to leave your material family,You have to take another birth.
迟早有一天，你要离开现在的这个躯体，离开，迟早有一天要离开这个家庭，并且要再次投生。
Where are you going to take your next birth?
那么你会在哪里有一个就是下一世你会出生在哪里呢？
So you should think about this also.
这点你也必须要考虑了。
OK, 下一个问题。
好，下一个问题。 Saraswati Devadasi Hare Krishna, 无限感恩 Guru 的无缘仁慈。当遇到困难更加想念 Guru, 当想念 Guru 的所有恩情，感觉自己力量不足，每天向 Guru 照片祈祷 Guru 赐予战胜困难的力量，可以吗？
可以。
可以。
Yeah, Guru will give you mercy, give you power, give you ability.
Guru 会给你仁慈，给你力量，给你能力。
But you have to follow instructions of Guru, then you get mercy.
但是首先必须要服从遵从 Guru 的训谕，然后才能得到仁慈。
Right? Do your chanting carefully, follow the principles, and yes, you'll get the mercy of Guru.
小心的念诵自己的劝述，遵守原则，然后就能得到 Guru 的仁慈了。
嗯哼。下一个问题。
回家之旅 ，Hare Krishna， Journey back home with name Hare Krishna， 顶拜 Guru。请问 Guru， Krishna 家里那么富有，为什么他的家人要让他每天出去放牛，而不让家里的仆人去放牛呢？
yeah.
是因为 Krishna 喜欢牛，所以才天天放牛吗？感恩 Guru。
Yes, you're right. Krishna likes cows very much. It's pleasure to go out with the cows. Krishna goes into the forest every day with his friends, and he have a good time. He enjoys. It's very wonderful to go in the forest.And he has a wonderful relationship with all of the cows.
是的，你说对了。Krishna 特别喜欢母牛，他跟母牛在一起就特别快乐，所以他呢，他也每天就跟他的朋友们每天出去享受，过一个好日子，天天的，而且他跟所有的母牛呢关系都特别好。
If he doesn't go out with the cows, what's he going to do? Just stay back in the house, sit around all day and do nothing? That's not good. Krishna likes to go in the forest. He takes his flute with him, he plays the flute, and he sees so many animals in the forest, and they all love Krishna.
如果 Krishna 不出门，整天在家里头无所事事，那有什么意思呢？Krishna 他喜欢去森林，然后他喜欢吹笛子，然后森林里有那么多的动物们，他们都热爱 Krishna。
The forest of Vrindavan is so beautiful, and there's so many wonderful creatures. There's many birds there. There's beautiful peacocks, and there's monkeys, and deer. And Krishna and all the cows. Krishna enjoys.
在森林当中呢，有那么多的动物，各式各类的动物，各式各类的鸟类，孔雀，还有猴子们，有那些鹿儿们，还有 Krishna 特别喜欢牛。
You should take the cows yourself. You should go out with the cows to the forest one day. But of course, you have to go to Vrindavan. Vrindavan cows and Vrindavan forest.Are not like any other place.
你应该自己尝试一下，就是带着出去放牛，但是应该在 Vrindavan， 因为 Vrindavan 的那些牛，他们都是独一无二的。
对 ，Vrindavan 的 Shinling 特别，芬达文的牛也很特别，都不一样。Right? OK, 下一个问题。
下一个是来自Rajan Prabhu的。Sadashiva 属于 Vishnu Tattva 范畴，与 Mahavishnu 一个范畴。他俩被 Krishna 扩展出来有先有后顺序吗？ Sadashiva belong to Vishnu category and is in the same category as Mahavishnu. Are there any secrets of the expansion of these two?
Well, Sadashiva is eternal. He's in the Vaikuntha planets. So he's an eternal form of the Lord.
Sadashiva 是永恒的，他是处在 Vaikuntha。
But Mahavishnu is Purusha Avatar.He's the expansion of the Lord for the creation of the material world.
And Mahavishnu is Purusha Avatar. Purusha Avatar is 扩展，是在为了物质世界的创造而扩展出来的。
So Sadashiva is above the position of Mahavishnu.
So Sadashiva 的地位呢是高于 Mahavishnu 的地位的。
Yeah. 还有问题吗？
还有 Sunny， 那这个问题来自于 Sunny， 顶拜 Guru， 顶拜翻译主持人，我现在没启迪。念诵每天念诵十六圈，一年多，遵守四个规范，已经三年多。但是，因为全家只有我一个人修，他们不遵守，我不得不经常做肉。启迪之后，还可以为家人这样，做肉吗？
Your guru will have to decide on that.
您的咕噜就会为就是在这个问题上做决定。
That's not very good that you have to cook meat. We don't like devotees to cook meat.
做肉不好，我们不喜欢奉献者烹饪肉食。
There's karma. You're getting karma for that every time you cook meat.
做肉食会有带来业报。每一次做肉食都会带来业报。
Purchasing meat, buying meat, selling meat, cooking meat, serving meat, it's all sinful karma.
无论是买肉食，或者是烹饪肉食，或者是给人端上给人们肉食吃，这些都会。每一个活动呢都会给人带来业报的。
So the person who you approach for spiritual initiation, he will tell you if he will accept you to cook meat, but usually we don't allow it.
就是您的启迪咕噜会告诉你，他是否接纳你做肉。通常我们不允许做肉食。
Because devotees not supposed to cook meat.
因为奉献者，是不允许做烹饪肉食的。
If you were a good cook, you would be able to cook nice vegetarian dishes. You could attract your family to also be vegetarian.
如果您是一个特别棒的厨师，那应该去烹饪特别精美的素食，来吸引家人们也都成为素食者。
Yeah. Also, your family, you know, they will grow up. I don't know how many people you're cooking for. Maybe just only you and your husband. And then your husband, you should be able to cook nice food and make him a vegetarian.
那家就是家中的孩子，早晚有一天都会长大成人。不知道你在家中是给多少人做饭，如果只有你和你的丈夫两个人的话，那你应该就做好吃的，把自己的先生转变成一个素食者。
下一个问题。
下一个问题仍然是来自于 Sunny 的。接着上面的问题，如果启迪前后这些事情不能做的话，那不是会引起家庭纠纷和动荡吗？那会不是会把很多人挡在师徒传系外吗？这样不就因为家人的影响而耽误了法身慧命吗？Continue with the above question. If we cannot cook meat before and after initiation, won't that cause conflict in the family life? Won't that prevent many people to join in the parampara system? Won't that delay the family members' spiritual life?
Well, you want to help the family member's spiritual life, you have to cook vegetarian. You can't help spiritual life if you're cooking meat.
如果你要帮助家人的法身慧命的话，应该是让他们食素。您让他们食肉的话，反而是耽误和影响了他们的法身慧命。
If you care about your family, you should give them nice prasadam to eat. You should cook very tasty, opulent prasadam, satisfy them with nice food. But you don't help them by giving them meat.
如果你真的从内心关怀家人的话，是应该让他们只荣耀 prasadam 的，给他们可口美味可口的，就是营养丰富的 prasadam。如果你给家人提供肉食的话，是不能满足他们的。
You don't help them and you don't help yourself by cooking meat.
给家人做肉食，是既不能帮助你自己进步，也无法帮助家人进步。下一个是来下一个问题是 Shitasaki Devadasi 提的问题，顶拜 Guru， 感谢翻译。前几天我见一个朋友，几年前我就送给他一本《博家梵歌》，他喜欢读书，到当他看到必须要皈依，完全服务 Krishna。他就拒绝了，不再看，不看梵歌。这次又在提这个问题，我回答他，因为 Krishna 是宇宙创造主宰者，万缘之源，所以我们要做奉爱服务。他没有完全接受，我建议他去读书，读《博家梵歌》，来参加联谊，他没有拒绝。我的问题是，怎样才能够让他去除这样的想法呢？我回答他的说法是不是没有说到点子上呢？So Shitasaki paid our business to you. She said, she had a friend, and several days ago, She saw this friend because several years ago she has given Bhagavad Gita as a gift to this friend. But as soon as her friend saw one must completely surrender to Krishna and serve Krishna, she rejected. And this again, she raised this issue. My answer to her is that because Krishna is the creator of the universe, and also the Ishvara is the source of all sources, therefore we have to do devotional service. But she couldn't accept this completely. I suggest her to read Bhagavad Gita and come for association. She did not refuse. My question is that how can I make her to remove these thoughts? Is that my reply to her is not to the point?
Yes, I think it's better that you get her to understand first of all who she is. That she's not ready to understand who Krishna is because she doesn't even know who she is. She has to understand she's not the body, that she's a soul. You have to start from the very beginning and explain the basic teaching. Who are we? We're not the body, we're all spirit souls. And then you go on to explain about Krishna. To try to understand Krishna, first you have to understand who we are.
是的，就是首先要让他明白他自己是谁，他的，然后让他明白 Krishna 是谁，要让他明白，他不是他的躯体，而是灵魂，让他明白了这些，然后让他给他解释这些最基本的教导，让他明白他不是灵魂，然后才能明白 Krishna 是谁。
嗯哼。So, you know, you can't expect her to surrender to Krishna until she knows who she is.
除非她明白了她自己的真实身份是谁，否则的话，她是无法向 Krishna 臣服的。
Okay, 下一个问题。
下一个问题是来自于这个问题是喜浪提的。顶拜孤乳，如果丈夫孩子吃肉，自己是否也要替他们背负业力呢？
We have to take karma.
Yes, yes. If the husband and children are eating meat, should we also take the karma on behalf of them?
Yes, that's generally the way it goes, that we're one family. You know, your karma is combined. You share the karma. You enjoy their pious activity and you also take some portion of their sins.
是的，通常而言，就是一个家庭，他们都，他们是绑在一起了，他们会享受，这个虔诚活动，分享虔诚活动，同时呢，他就是也要家人也要分担家庭成员的一部分的业报就是罪恶。
Unfortunately, it's like that.
就很不幸就是情况就是如此的。
Okay. 还有问题吗？
So that's all of the questions.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.Guru Mani.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Shishya Guru Mani. Jintai Dapani. Shishya Sati Jujur. Ganshya Soyo De Functions at Ling Ting. Jufu Niman Shangha Kwaila. Wanshya Rui. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Shri Prabhupada Ki.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 顶拜大家的聆听，顶拜